Social unemployment insurance is on its way to this country now. It will pay you 80% of your income after you get laid off for an undisclosed period. It will be funded by a levy of between 1 and 2 cents for every dollar earned by employees and a similar levy on employers. The scheme's been worked on by the government, Business New Zealand and the CTU. Business New Zealand boss Kirk Hope is with us on this. Kirk, morning to you.
Good morning.
As a concept, do you like it?
Well, I mean, I think, how would I describe this? What we were looking at is the prospect of employers being being forced to stump up for compulsory redundancy, which was going to be a pretty big cost. So as an alternative, in terms of sharing the load, it certainly does that. From a cost perspective, I think it's probably important to say that one of the biggest things that contributes to cost is clearly coverage. So for example, we were very interested in purely an income protection like scheme versus expanding coverage into other areas like health, where suddenly the costs rise pretty significantly. So there's still, I think, a lot of policy detail to be worked out. The discussion document will ask a lot of these questions, and I think it's important that people are able to contribute.
When you say that, is it really? Because this government doesn't listen to anybody. They've made up their mind. They can consult till they're blue in the face. They're going to do what they want to do, aren't they?
No, I think on this one, because it would be a pretty substantial change, they'll want to be pretty careful about it, I would imagine.
One of the things I'd like to know is, can I opt out?
There'll be a limit on coverage. So for example, for high income earners that have income protection insurance, it's not going to cover you, and you would probably want to retain your income protection insurance. Because as the discussion document will say, there's a limit on coverage. So, and a limit on period of time that you would be able to access.
What sort of time is it, do you know?
Hasn't been determined, but we've been pushing for a limit of around 6 months. So that should be enough time for people to, you know, reskill, look at alternatives in the workplace.
So just to be clear for people, it's like ACC. So it's 80% of an income up to a certain level of income, and that income might be 70 grand or something like that.
Yeah, very similar to ACC.
Why would the government want to be involved in this, apart from ideological reasons, when you can protect your income already if you want to?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple of pretty good reasons for it. One is that previous downturns have indicated that it's what you experience is a lot of wage scarring, for example, in the economy if you can't get back into work quickly, and if people end up long-term unemployed and they're not supported, there are longer impacts for families. And we've seen that in previous downturns. So that's one of the reasons why they were interested in it. They want a mechanism to help propel people back into the workplace and support them while they do that. Part of the problem is if you are out of work, your income can drop off a cliff if you're not in a position to insure yourself.
All right, Kirk, appreciate it very much. Kirk Hope, Business New Zealand Chief Executive. All I know from my experience with ACC is I've been paying it for 40 years. I've never claimed once, and this will be the same thing. It's just another tax. This was a government that was going to do more tax. It's another tax. They'll call it a levy, but it's a tax.